Why not give the ring to Sam? He's one of the purest and best characters in The Lord of the Rings, so why not let him take the ring to Mount Doom? Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we cover The Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire, The Witcher, and other great fantasy books and TV shows in nerdy detail. Welcome. I never hide the fact that Sam is, and probably always will be, my favourite member of the Fellowship. His loyalty, friendship, simplicity in the best meaning of the word, and heart make him such an important part of the team. It's no exaggeration to say that Frodo would never have made it to the Cracks of Doom without Sam. And probably his greatest moment comes when he thinks that Frodo is dead, and he has to take the ring on himself. His heart breaks having to leave Frodo's body there, and he doesn't think he is up to the task, but knows it has to be done, even if he thinks he will fail. "What am I to do, then?" he cried again, and now he seemed plainly to know the hard answer. See it through. Another lonely journey, and to the worst. What, me, alone, go to the crack of doom and all? He quailed still, but the resolve grew. At last he turned to the road in front and took a few steps, the heaviest and the most reluctant he had ever taken. And for a short time, Sam was the ring-bearer. It's what qualifies him at the very end to sail to the Undying Lands and see Frodo for the last time. As ring-bearer, Sam was tempted. We know because Tolkien shows us with the level of detail he actually never did with Frodo or Bilbo or any of the other ring-bearers. This, for the record, is Sam's temptation. The ring's power grew, and it became more fell, untamable save by some mighty will. As Sam stood there, even though the ring was not on him but hanging by its chain about his neck, he felt himself enlarged, as if he were robed in a huge distorted shadow of himself, a vast and ominous threat halted upon the walls of Mordor. He felt that he had from now on only two choices, to forbear the ring, though it would torment him, or to claim it, and challenge the power that sat in its dark hold beyond the Valley of Shadows. Already the ring tempted him, gnawing at his will and reason. Wild fantasies arose in his mind, and he saw Samwise the Strong, hero of the age, striding with a flaming sword across the darkened land, and armies flocking to his call as he marched to the overthrow of Barad-dûr. And then all the clouds rolled away, and the white sun shone, and at his command the Vale of Gorgoroth became a garden of flowers and trees and brought forth fruit. He only had to put on the ring and claim it for his own, and all this could be. So that was Sam's temptation, and we should pause for a moment to acknowledge that whereas others saw glory and power when they were tempted by the ring, and that was where the ring defaulted its temptation of Sam, where it landed on was the Vale of Gorgoroth becoming a garden of flowers and trees and bringing forth fruit. The ring realised that Sam's ultimate temptation was to become the world's greatest gardener, which is wonderful. And Tolkien also acknowledges that Sam is actually, technically, the hero of the story, in the classical sense of the word. Not the main protagonist, but the hero. The main story kicks off when he overhears Gandalf explaining the backstory to Frodo. It only ends not when the ring is destroyed or Frodo sails into the west, but when Sam returns home to his Rosie and his children. As Tolkien himself says in one of his letters, "I think the simple, rustic love of Sam and his Rosie, nowhere elaborated, is absolutely essential to the study of his, the chief hero's, character." Of course, as readers, we see all of this. Sam is always there, sacrificing himself for others. He carried more than his fair share of the luggage when the Fellowship was together, was willing to drown before abandoning Frodo, and nearer the end was even willing to give up the ring to Frodo. This is not a light thing. Gandalf thought it really important that Bilbo also gave up the ring. It showed his character and boded well for his ability to recover from its effects. And it's probably worth noting that none of the other ring-bearers, Sauron, Isildur, Gollum, Frodo, were willing to give up the ring freely. Yes, I know Frodo offered it to others a few times, and then there's Tom Bombadil, but he is, as always, the exception. So, when you add all of this up, on the face of it, Sam is the ideal candidate to carry the ring. So, why not? Well, the first and most important point is probably that it didn't fall to him. We don't often talk about predestination in The Lord of the Rings, but Tolkien sometimes veers very close to it. The ring ended up with Frodo, and the wise see this as propitious. It was meant for Frodo. Gandalf tells Frodo this. Behind that, there was something else at work, beyond any design of the ringmaker. I can put it no plainer than by saying that Bilbo was meant to find the ring, and not by its maker. In which case, you were also meant to have it. And that may be an encouraging thought. The something else at work was Eru, Ilúvatar, the one true god of Middle-earth, and for what it's worth, Frodo did not find it an encouraging thought. Elrond goes even further, suggesting that Frodo is somehow appointed to take the ring. If I understand aright all that I have heard, he said, I think that this task is appointed for you, Frodo, and that if you do not find a way, no one will. This is the hour of the Shire folk, when they arise from their quiet fields to shake the towers and councils of the great. Who of all the wise could have foreseen it? Or, if they are wise, why should they expect to know it until the hour has struck? So the wise think that Frodo has been appointed to do this, and at a very basic level, they aren't wrong. Frodo having the ring did lead to its destruction. Perhaps not in the direct way they had imagined, but definitely as a direct result of Frodo being the ringbearer. I did a whole other video on it if you're interested, but Tolkien was strong in his views that Frodo didn't fail in a real sense. I do not think that Frodo's was a moral failure. At the last moment, the pressure of the ring would reach its maximum. Impossible, I should have said, for anyone to resist. Certainly after long possession, months of increasing torment, and when starved and exhausted, Frodo had done what he could and spent himself completely as an instrument of providence, and had produced a situation in which the object of his quest could be achieved. So Tolkien's view was that Frodo did all that could have been asked of him, and that everyone would have failed to destroy the ring at the very last. It was impossible, he said, for anyone to resist the lure of the ring when it was at its most powerful there inside Mount Doom. Everyone here clearly includes Sam, as much as we may love him. He too would have been overwhelmed by the power of the ring at the last. Even just outside Mordor, Sam felt that the pull of the ring was untamable save by some mighty will. It was so much more so inside Mordor, and more so again at the cracks of Doom. Personally, I think that Sam would have done as good a job as anyone, better than almost anyone else in taking the ring to the cracks of Doom. But could he have given it up then? Tolkien tells us that it would have been impossible for anyone. Frodo couldn't, and I think we have to admit that Sam couldn't have either. The dreams of gardening greatness would have been too strong. No, the ring had to be with Frodo because of what happened next, because Gollum too had a role to play for good and ill, as Gandalf faintly perceived, because Eru Ilúvatar's ineffable plan worked out through Frodo getting that far, then Gollum's inescapable drive for the ring taking over at the last moment. The ring was destroyed not through the self-sacrificial act of someone throwing it into the cracks of Doom, but the selfish act of someone claiming it, then slipping. Goodness got the ring to the point of destruction, then Providence, or Eru, took over. Yes, Sam would have been a good ringbearer, but he was an even better support act to the actual ringbearer, which isn't to diminish the support act. He is the true hero, even if he wasn't the ringbearer for more than a few precious hours. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos, please click on the link on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen now. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.